The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, President Mahama asks electorate to vote experienced person to govern the nation. All People's Congress to prioritize agriculture and industrialization when elected. A former Director General of GBC, Ivan Loko, passes on. Death toll in Haiti hurricane disaster increases. And in football, Black Stars play Cranes of Uganda in World Cup qualifying Tamale this afternoon. President John Mahama has stated that governance is not a field for experimentation, and so electorate must disregard candidates who ask them to try them. He said the success of governing a nation comes from a world of experience, and any attempt to try a novice is a recipe for disaster. President Mahama was addressing separate rallies at Jema, Busunya, and Techiman. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
He switched between two roles, one as President of the Republic by inaugurating two Community Day senior high schools at New Longoro and Krobo, after which he jumped onto the campaign platform as flag bearer of the NDC. Of all the rallies, the one at Techiman can probably be described as the grandmother of all rallies. It is no wonder the party refers to Techiman as the headquarters of the NDC. The crowd huddled together such that it was commonplace to be stepped on or pushed by others. While seeking the mandate of the people for a second term, President Mahama reiterated his economic transformation and livelihood empowerment program beginning next year, which promises more job openings for the youth and also allows them acquire some skills. He asked the electorate not to buy into any political propaganda which seeks to coerce them to try someone. In his words, Ghana is not a specimen to be sent to the laboratory for tests and trials. Having served as Member of Parliament, Deputy Minister, Minister and Vice President, the NDC flag bearer is confident he is the best bet amongst the many aspirants.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting. Meanwhile, President Mahama has been apprising the people of Jema, the district capital of Kintampo South, of some critical roads under construction. He was speaking at a rally in Jema, which happens to be the hometown of the First Lady Lordina.
Yes, I wish I'm Franza ever Jema Koyan. Koyan, I tell what I said. Me was so bridge, kitu evya. Now, I'm
I'm going to go to the contractor. President John Mahama. The General Secretary of the All People's Congress, Razak Puku, says the policy directives of the party are practicable and will mitigate the impact of the economic hardship that the country is facing. He said to transform the economy, an APC government will ride on the back of agriculture linked to industrialization. Mr. Puku spoke to Agatha Samon behind the news on the 2016 manifesto of the APC, which was launched yesterday.
We are going to make sure that Ghana economy become an export base instead of import base, because as we speak now, we import practically everything. And if we continue on that path, there's no way our currency will be strong enough against the major trading currencies. So we are going to take production and the manufacturing sector very seriously, so that instead of importing, we would rather be exporting, so that the city can be appreciated against the dollar and other currencies. This will be based on taking agriculture very seriously. That's why we are saying that there's a need to link agriculture to industrialization. So what we are proposing is that every agriculture product that has exportation value, we are going to establish a processing factory for it. In doing so, you'll be adding value to all these agriculture products. You'll be creating jobs, you'll be creating work, and the economic prosperity that we are talking about will be achieved. In order to make Ghana an advanced economy compared to the developed economies, they are rather exporting technology, but we are still relying on exportation of the raw materials, which it doesn't give us enough foreign exchange or remittances. So we need to change the educational curriculum whereby our emphasis or focus will be on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. In doing so, we're able to channel graduates who have the skills and the technical know-how, so that a time will come, Ghana will also be exporting technology.
What will also be some of the social intervention policies that an APC government will pursue?
One of the social intervention policies that we are going to implement is unemployment benefit or allowances. We also have child benefit or allowances. We also have maternity benefit or allowances. And we also have creativity development fund. If you realize, most of the youth find themselves in the sports, entertainment, and the credit art industry. But the fund to empower them is missing. So that's why we are going to introduce creativity development fund for them to access that.
The APC General Secretary also spelled out the policy directives on energy and corruption.
We are going to adopt strategic energy mix policy, whereby we are going to divide the country into three. The three northern regions, there's availability of sunlight always, to make sure we set up solar energy to take care of these three regions at cheaper cost. And when it comes to the Middleburg, Ashanti, BA, Eastern, we use hydro for them. Then the coastal one, we use wind energy for them, since they are closer to the sea. So we are going to have a mixed energy approach to solve the dunsoil that we are facing. It's more cost effective than dwelling generators before you get electricity.
So this is the policy direction of the APC for the energy sector.
And also we need to restructure ECG to make sure that there's efficiency and effectiveness in the collection of tariffs, and people pay proper tariffs, and you partner the private sector in that regard so that they will deal with the collection of the money. If they're able to do that, there will be an efficiency in the collection of the tariffs and value for money.
Now, let's go to corruption. How will our APC government tackle corruption?
Fighting corruption is making sure that strengthen institutions to make sure that they work. And there should be a commitment of dealing with it. We are going to make sure that institutions work. And institutions that deal with investigation of corruption are also resource and power to work, like Yoko Shiraj and the rest. And also, we need to reduce the powers of the presidency, the executive, so that the appointment from parliament could be reduced. If that is done, our parliament can have a proper oversight on the executive. And we shall also make sure that there's an independent prosecutor.
You heard APC's General Secretary Razak Ojopoku on the policy directives in the party's 2016 manifesto. Meanwhile, the APC has refuted allegations that the party plagiarized the manifesto of the NPP. The General Secretary of the party, Razak Ojopoku, told Radio Ghana that the APC had the advantage of launching its manifesto first, while the NPP is still putting things together in order to launch its manifesto. He said the APC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga and the party executives prepared their manifesto based on carefully studied rudiments of the nation's challenges and opportunities which the NPP lacks the capacity to pursue.
APC, we have demonstrated to Ghanaians that we are serious than any other opposition party. NPP elected Nana Akufo-Addo before Dr. Hassan Ayariga, and if they have not been able to put their policy document together to launch it, and they sit down for APC, who was just formed this year, had our final certificate this year on the 22nd of April, to subsequently launch our policy document today, and they are now crying like babies that we have stolen the ideas. I think that it's just quite unfortunate, but one thing I want to say categorically is that APC hasn't stolen an idea from Nana Akufo-Addo, because when it comes to policies and programs, Nana Akufo-Addo is ideologically bankrupt, because there is somebody who is promising one down, one village, who is promising one district, one factory, whereby his running mate also promising one constituency, $1 million, which is childish policy statements they have put out there. And I think what the APC document contains, Nana Akufo-Addo together with all his policy committee members can all come up with such a policy. And that's why they are struggling to even land their manifesto.
Razak Ojupoku is the General Secretary of the APC. Still on politics, the National Democratic Party, NDP, has outdoored Michael Mensah-Susu as the running mate to flag-bearer Nana Akunedo Ajima-Rawlings. The 47-year-old is an entrepreneur from Tegbi and Keji in the Keta constituency in the Volta region. Speaking to the media after his outdooring, Mr. Susu said he will concentrate his campaign in the Volta region to garner more votes for his party, because he understands the dynamics of the region. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
The running mate to Nana Akunedo Ajima-Rawlings has many businesses across the country. Mr. Susu is described by Nana Akunedo Ajima-Rawlings as a team player, leader, and one who is passionate about the development of the country. According to Mr. Susu, probity, accountability, and transparency, and his rich experience are what he is bringing to the table. He appealed to the electorate to join the NDP to build a prosperous country.
I have taken a bold step, and indeed, and I pray that it inspires others to join in a battle of ideas to build a great nation, Ghana. We should not let our fears or our anxiety hold us back in contributing our bit to the great nation of ours. Together, we shall root out marginalization of the underclass, women, children, the youth, citizens who contribute to the economy, and of course, those who mean well for our economy. Together, we shall weed out the ills of this nation. And together, we will lift our nation up again. In the crowd, I see that you're all right and ready for it. To the voiceless, we say, speak out, for your voices must be heard. We, the NDP, ask for nothing but for you to stand up tall to be counted. Probity, accountability, sense, and transparency is what will position this great nation, Ghana, to be referred to as a prosperous nation. In justice, unity, peace, we will make that progress.
The flag bearer of the NDP, Nana Akunedo Ajima-Rawlings, said the NDP believes in people and will do its best to serve the nation when voted into power.
We intend to do our best to put NDP in governance and to serve the people of this country, Ghana. We say we believe in the people. Yes, indeed we do. Because we always want to play people over politics. We are not like those people who prefer to politic everything. The people are suffering, the people are hungry, people are dying because they can't get medical care, and yet they say they are transforming lives and changing lives. I think it is true though, they are transforming their lives and changing their lives. For us in the NDP, the people come first. It is the people who matter, always the people. No individual but the people.
Michael Susu is married with 5 children.
Antoinette Abba's report. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the National Democratic Party, Mohammed Frimpong, has described the party's vice presidential candidate, Michael Mensah-Susu, as a gem. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Frimpong elaborated some capabilities of the vice presidential candidate.
The lucky person whom everybody agreed as most appropriate, what I call a gem in the hierarchy of the NDP leadership, then fell on Mr. Kojo Mensah Sosu, a very youthful person, just like we all know. The flag bearer itself has a mind very much bent on what I call able leadership, and for that matter, needed a very youthful individual to complement her effort. And in that light, she is a very untiring individual, and we think that this youthful person who has quite a vast background in terms of entrepreneurship, youth mobilization, and proper socialization in terms of him getting to the appropriate grassroots, then comes with a very great aspect, as it were, you know, to ask what the flag bearer already has.
Has he been a member of the party all this while?
Yeah, you know, our party is barely 4 years old, and as a matter of fact, there have been very quiet sympathizers all over the place. Every now and then, our patrons, you know, are just ever increasing throughout the country, and he has been one of them.
Mohammed Frimpong is the General Secretary of the National Democratic Party. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama asks electorate to vote experienced person to govern the nation. All People's Congress to prioritize agriculture and industrialization when elected. A former Director General of GBC, Valoko, passes on. Death toll in Haiti hurricane disaster increases. And Black Stars play Cranes of Uganda in World Cup qualifier in Tamale this afternoon. The Minister for the Interior, Prosper Bani, has emphasized the need for security agencies to be more vigilant in their duties. He noted that though Ghana is enjoying peace, analysis by some international organizations suggest that the nation is far from terrorist threats in the sub-region. Mr. Bani, who made the observation at a meeting of the National Election Security Task Force in Accra, however, said nothing should be left to chance. I was there for Radio Ghana. The meeting, which was under the auspices of the sector minister, brought together representatives of the various security agencies to dialogue on reports and review strategies towards this year's election. The interior minister was not happy about the growing trend in politically motivated vigilante groups. A situation, he noted, is retarding the progress in the political dispensation. He warned that such activities by these illegal and unrecognized groups will not be tolerated, stressing it poses serious threat to national security.
We also want to reinstate one more time that we will continue to ensure that rogue groups that come in different colors pretending to be securing persons of political stature, that these groups, as far as we've not been recognized as security agencies licensed by law, cannot be tolerated. In any case, the police have provided, to a large extent, security protection for all potential presidential, vice presidential, or very important persons within all political parties. So there will be no need.
The Inspector General of Police, John Kodalo, said the police have worked tirelessly in collaboration with sister security agencies to maintain the peace, despite few disturbances as a result of political activism. He said the task force, since its inauguration on 20th January this year, has undertaken a number of activities to realize its objectives. Mr. Kudalo intimated that the police administration will continue its dialogue series with various stakeholders towards ensuring peaceful polls. He announced that he and the sector minister will meet with the National House of Chiefs in Kumasi on the 20th of this month. He highlighted some activities of the police administration in the coming weeks.
We also want to reinstate one more time that we will continue to ensure that rogue groups that come in different colors pretending to be securing persons of political stature, that these groups, as far as we've not been recognized as security agencies licensed by law, cannot be tolerated.
Minister for the Interior, Prosper Bani. The Ministry of the Interior has been asked to, as a matter of urgency, make public licensed and unlicensed recruiting agencies. This is to enable the public to identify the fake agencies and prevent the many problems they bring onto individuals and the nation at large. The request was made by the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, at a ministerial briefing on various ministries on the National Plan of Action on Phase 2 of the elimination of worst forms of child labour in Accra. His request follows a growing concern over the recruitment of underaged children by recruitment agencies, especially to Arab countries. Mr. Idrisu said government is committed to eliminating all forms of child labour, and this process is one of those. Yvonne Atilego reports.
The ministerial briefing on the National Plan Phase 2 on the elimination of the worst forms of child labour is for ministries and key players to be updated on what has been done so far with regards to child labour. Phase 2 covers all child labour issues, with priority on the worst forms of child labour, which include child trafficking, fishing, mining in Kalamse, and headquarters, also known as Kayaye. After the briefing on what has been done so far by stakeholders, Minister of Employment and Labour Relations Haruna Idrisu said government is committed to the phase 2 of a national plan of action to bring to zero all forms of child labour. Said four ministries, which are the Ministries of Interior, Employment and Labour Relations, Gender and the Attorney General's Department, are working together to eliminate all forms of child labour.
Yvonne Atilego reporting. A former Director General of the GBC and PPP Clotilde Colley, parliamentary candidate Madam Eva Loko, has passed on. A source in Accra confirmed the sad news to Radio Ghana yesterday. We bring you a profile of the late Eva Loko.
Madame Eva Loko hailed from the Greater Accra region and was fluent in several local and international languages. She spoke English, Russian, and French. She was a product of Wesley Girls High School in Cape Coast. Madame Loko was an engineer by profession and held a master's degree in intelligent management systems, system analysis, and design. She was the first satellite communications engineer and the first woman engineer to be employed at the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, in 1972. She was part of the engineering team that installed and maintained Ghana's first color television infrastructure in 1985. She worked in over 40 offices across the world in various too. She was appointed general of the GBC, becoming the first and only woman to hold that position since the corporation was established. Eva Loko was member of the highest politics when she was candidate of the Progressive People's Party in the has a son and daughter. She died in the United States, where she had been receiving medical treatment.
File of Madam Eva Loko. May her soul rest in peace. The death toll in Haiti as a result of Hurricane Matthew, the most powerful Caribbean storm in a decade, has soared to more than by city of Jeremy. So 80% of its buildings left. Senior football team, the Black Stars, are set to face the Cranes of Uganda in Russia World Cup 2018. The confidence of the Stars as they begin their journey to quality. However, the Ugandans enter this game with confidence in their Ghanaian counterparts. President John Mahama stated that governance is not a field for experimentation, and so the electorate must disregard candidates who ask Ahafo region. That ends the news with a dollar.